You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoey D.
And I'm Alex.
And this is season 2, episode 2, technically episode 3 of Don't Assume My Genre. And we are here with you with the post-Build Me Up Buttercup extravaganza for all one of you that was listening. We were just in here playing different covers of the greatest song ever written, Build Me Up Buttercup, for about half an hour.
It was an experience, to say the least.
It was quite an experience. Anyway, we're going to get right into it. Here's our first song. It's Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger, so enjoy. Once again, that was Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger. Great song, in my opinion.
The 90s really did have the best music.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, but it did have some good music. Big fan of the late 90s, not so much early 90s.
We all know you don't like grunge, Joe. Yeah. All right, our next song is Warm Blood by Floor.
Shoulder there and staring at me.
And that was Warm Blood by Floor.
Our next selection is Sit Still, Look Pretty by Daya, who came to our school last semester. We got to see her perform this song live. She's pretty good.
Better than Dram.
Yeah, Dram was complete garbage. But
although we have some,
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was garbage. But yeah, here's probably the best song performed that night, in my opinion. Yeah, others might disagree, but I really like the song.
Could dress up to get love, but guess what? I'm never gonna be that girl who's living in a Barbie world. Could wake up and make up and play dumb, pretending that I need a boy who's gonna treat me like a toy. I know the other girlies wanna wear expensive things like diamond rings, but I don't wanna be the puppet that you're playing on a string.
And once again, that was Sit Still, Look Pretty by Daya.
I'm pretty sure it's Daya.
I thought it was Daya.
I don't actually
I think... We'll look into it. Don't worry.
All right, our next song, I think, is a banger.
I would agree.
Yeah, Joe actually likes this song. I'm surprised. Yeah. It's Dreaming by Small Pools.
All right, let's give it a whirl.
Like we were something more. And if that-
want is to surrender, us to surrender. But I could go all night right here between their crossfire. We'll send them up a message. I'll send a message saying, give it up, give it up. We've got no place to go, caught up in the rodeo. Oh no, please God, tell me we're dreaming. We've got nowhere to run, they've all got loaded guns. Oh no, please God, tell me we're dreaming.
That was Dreaming by Small Pools.
Also, during the song, we looked it up, and it is, in fact, pronounced Dea.
I was wrong.
So, anyway, our next song is quite a banger. Oh, I mean, God. Alex does not enjoy it very much.
I have bad memories of this song.
I was shown this song by my friend who I let sleep in my room named Peter, who's somewhere in the
you
other
mean,
room.
Your tenants?
My tenants, yes. He claims he lives there, but... Yeah, whatever. He's somewhere in the other room. I don't know what... He's doing something weird. But anyway, this is Flamingo by Caro Caro Bonito.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. なんであいつらはピンク？動物園で思ったピンク食べ物で。そうなんだ。実は私はタラコが大好き。プラスエビカニ食べよう。ピンク色になるの？だからみんな違う色。人間って勘違いしてるよね。 Black, white, green or blue. Show off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. ツルの尻尾下に向かって曲げたらフラミンゴ意味不明だけど面白いでしょ虹色に染まった世界今日も地球のどこかでエビをむしゃむしゃ食べてフラミンゴはピンク色に染まっていくぜ 1, 2, 3 Black, white, green or blueFlamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. Flamingo.Shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. Green or blue, show off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolored, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh.
And once again, that was Flamingo by Caro Caro Bonito, and it's a great song.
Our next song, our friend Will Moustakakis called me basic for a liking, but...
What a bum.
He is a bum. And if he and T are listening right now, I want to say, Will's a bum. Thank you, T. our most dedicated listener.
Our most dedicated listener. Right,
it's called Moaning Lisa Smile by Wolf Alice. And that was Moaning Lisa Smile by Wolf Alice.
Okay, before I get into the next song, may I add that Peter is in the next room over doing my job by reviewing security footage, which I do not appreciate at all. Anyways, our next song, I know, my dudes, you have been waiting for the Paramore pick of the week.
Oh, everyone is always waiting for the Paramore pick
of the week. So here it is. It's All I Wanted. I think it's the last track. I'm actually not sure. I think it's the last track. Off their 2009 classic, Brand New Eyes. Okay, listeners, I have several things to get off my chest. First of all, I was right. That is the last song off Brand New Eyes. I don't know why I doubted myself. Second of all, Peter's still a bum because he's still doing my job. Third of all, you know, we're supposed to tell PSAs on this show, but usually I just end up reading something about 9 million dead kids. So we got a new book of PSAs, so I figured I'm going to switch it up. And my Spanish alter ego, Jose, is going to read this PSA that came in Espanol. So get ready. No te vas a olvidar de tu cumpleaños. No deberías de olvidarte de la ley. Todos los hombres jóvenes necesitan registrarse con el servicio selectivo en los 30 días después de cumplir 18. Cuando te registras, te mantienes elegible para los préstamos federales y las becas Pell, trabajos e entrenamientos. Visita sss.gov en tu computadora o tu teléfono celular. Es rápido, es fácil, es la ley. I wasn't really paying attention to what I was reading, so I can't tell you what it meant, but there you go.
Gracias, Jose.
De nada.
Our next song is not only a banger, but it is from the 2009 movie Scooby-Doo, The Mystery Begins.
Oh my god, what a throwback.
It is You and I by Ann Arbor.
All day, we're overworked and underpaid. You and I, we're always stuck on repeat day by day, watching time drift away as we burn away.
And that was You and I by Ann Arbor.
Yeah. So we've been looking through this book of PSAs, and there are some very interesting things in it. I don't know if we have time to read them today, but there is one that requires me to read in a cool, deep African voice, which I don't think I can. African-American, which, I don't know, is that kind of racist?
I think it is.
That's a little racist. I'm not going to do that.
I like the one titled Forget About It.
There are also several scripts that are supposed to be acted out. Maybe in another week, Alex and I will do that. But I don't know if we have the time this episode. Anyway, this next song is Black Betty from Ram Jam's 1977 self-titled album. It's one of the older songs we played this year. I don't think it's definitely not older than Build Me Up Buttercup, but that song is an enigma. And once again, that was Black Betty by Ram Jam. Not Ram Ranch, but Ram Jam.
We do not speak of Ram Ranch in here. Alright. Our next song is Walk Alone by Paris off their new album, All We Know of Heaven, All We Need of Hell. And it's the album's really good, but this is my favorite one off it.
I believe it's actually pronounced Pivris.
I think you're right, Joe. I'm sorry.
I
And that was Walk Alone by Pivris.
Our next song is a tribute to a man tragically passed away a few days ago. We thought he was dead, and it turned out he was still alive and kicking for another few hours, because this man will not go down, but and then he died, and is very sad. But this is a tribute to Tom Petty. So here is Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Can't forget about those Heartbreakers.
Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
And once again, that was Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Rest in peace, Tom Petty.
Yeah.
All right. Our next song is Out of Mana by Brand New. It's off their latest album.
Their brand new album?
Yeah, their brand new album. 7 years in the making, science fiction, and I think it's the album of the year. But it's
you're
a great
you're gonna say that the year Paramore released a new album?
Yeah, I am gonna say that the year Paramore released a new album, Joe.
Wow,
it's true.
I haven't even listened to Brand New's new album, so I can't really argue.
All right, well, let's give Out of Mana a whirl.
All right, let's do that.
Without water or sleep, I'm a ghost. I can't. can't say I know that I'm even here. Or is this some eternal test? Holy crow, I'll never know if it's more.
And that was Out of Mana by Brand New.
And it is now time for our final selection, which is Like Toy Soldiers by Eminem off his 2004 release Encore, one of my favorite Eminem songs. You know, it might sound kind of weird, but because this is the clean version, you know, we don't play any profanity in our good, wholesome Christian radio program.
Except for that 1 week.
Except for, we don't talk about
or
that.
Or 2 weeks.
We don't talk about that either. anyway, enjoy Like Toy Soldiers.
Even though I hold the weight of the whole world on my shoulders, I ain't never supposed to show it. My crew ain't supposed to know it. Even if it means going toe-to-toe with the Benzino, it don't matter. I never drag them in battles that I can handle unless I absolutely have to. I'm supposed to set an example. I need to be the leader. My crew looks for me to guide them. Since ever just pop off, I'm supposed to be beside them. That job, I tried to squash it. It was too late to stop it. There's a certain line you just don't cross, and he crossed it. I heard him say Haley's name on a song, and I just lost it. It was crazy. This f***ing wavy on some Jay-Z and Nas. And even though the battle was won, I feel like we lost it. I spent so much energy on it. Honestly, I'm exhausted, and I'm so caught in it. I almost feel I'm the one who caused it. This ain't what I'm in hip-hop for. It's not why I got in it. That was never my object for someone to get killed. Why would I want to destroy something I helped build? That wasn't my intentions. My intentions were good. I went through my whole career without ever mentioning. And that was just out of respect for not running my mouth and talking about something that I knew nothing about. Frustrated, told me stay out. This just wasn't my beef, so I did. I just fell back, watched and gritted my teeth while he's all over TV. Now I'm talking to a man who literally saved my life. Like, f*** it, I understand this is business, and this just isn't none of my business. But still knowing this could pop off at any minute. Say a rhyme and wouldn't have to worry about one of your people dying. But now it's elevated, cause once you put someone's kids in it, it's escalated. It ain't just words no more, is it? It's a different ballgame. You call names and you ain't just rapping. We actually tried to stop the 50 and Jobby from happening. Me and Dre had sat with him, kicked it and had a chat with him, and asked him not to start it. He wasn't gonna go after him until Josh started gapping in magazines how we smash him, mash on him, let him have it. Meanwhile, my attention's pulled in another direction. Some receptionist at the source who answers phone to this desk has an erection for me and thinks that I'll be his resurrection. Tries to blow the dust off his mic and make a new record. But now he's f***ed the game up, cause one of the ways I came up was through that publication, the same one that made me famous. Now the owner of it has got a grudge against me for nothing. Well, f*** it, that motherf***er could get it too. But I'm so busy being pissed off, I don't stop to think that we just inherited 50's beef with Murder, Inc. And he's inherited mine, which is fine, ain't like either of us mine. We still have soldiers that's on the front line, he's willing to die for us as soon as we give the orders. Never to extort us, strictly to show they support us. And maybe shout him out in a rapper up in a chorus to show them we love him back and let him know how important it is to have.
at Runyon Avenue. Soldiers up in our corners. The loyalty to us is worth more than any award is. But I ain't trying to have none of my people heard of. It ain't worth it, I can't think of a perfect way to word it. Then to say that I love y'all too much to see the verdict. I'll walk away from it all before I let it go any further. But don't get it twisted, it's not a plea that I'm copping. I'm just willing to be the bigger man if y'all can quit popping off at your jaws with a knocking. Cause frankly I'm sick of talking, I'm not gonna let someone else's coffin rest on my conscience.
And that was Like Toy Soldiers by Eminem. I guess that concludes our episode. So, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoey D.
And I'm Alex.
And this has been Don't Assume My Genre. And actually, there's a sign saying that we have to say you are listening to WJRH and that whole spiel and then name the show and host the show. But I never noticed there's a bunch of optional information that we could say, like website and phone number, and I figured, why not do WJRH a nice solid? So, though, if you want to contact WJRH, the website is wjrh.org, and the phone number is 610-330-5316. I will repeat that. That is 610-330-5316.
I don't think you're doing anyone a favor here, Joe.
I am definitely doing. I am getting some free advertisement out there. Anyways, we hope you enjoyed the last hour of amazing broadcasting. That
plus the 30 minutes before that.
Plus the 30 minutes of different Build Me Up Buttercups that Alex and I have bestowed upon you, the listeners. So, yeah, we're done. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.